This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein talks about the Jewish laws concerning keeping kosher.
As we're talking about kosher dietary laws this week, I think it's important to point out a common misunderstanding. Some have claimed that kosher dietary laws have practical purposes aside from their biblical purpose. Maimonides, a renowned medieval rabbinic scholar, claimed that non-kosher foods actually have some damaging effects on the body. Other rabbinic commentators, however, opposed a medical justification for the kosher rules, that it's simply because God said so. One such Jewish scholar, Rabbi Isaac Abarbanel, wrote that, "Were this so, the book of God's law would be in the same class as any medical textbook. Furthermore, our own eyes see that people who eat pork and insects and such are well and alive and healthy at this very day." All of which points to the conclusion that the laws of God did not come to heal bodies and seek their material welfare, but to seek the health of the soul. So it's important for us to recognize that regardless of the medical benefits of the kosher dietary laws, improving health is not their primary purpose. Rather, kosher laws are mandatory simply because God commanded them. That alone is sufficient reason for us to observe them. In fact, this is the reason we obey all of His commands, Jews and Christians alike. We express our love and trust for Him when we walk in His ways.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.